You're listening to Quick and Dirty History, the show about American history on the go.
Abraham Lincoln was fighting battles everywhere he turned. With steely resolve and a firm commitment to preserving the Union, he understood that victory on the battlefield was not enough. To secure the United States of America's future, he realized that the scourge of slavery must be eradicated once and for all. But that was a lot easier said than done. He bore the weight of the nation's destiny upon his shoulders. With the thunder of cannons echoing across battlefields and the cries of a divided nation ringing in his ears, Lincoln remained singularly focused on the twin imperatives of war and emancipation. Every decision he made, every word he spoke, carried the gravity of history and the weight of countless lives hanging in the balance. Lincoln did not actually believe he, as a president, had the legal authority to end slavery, except as a wartime measure. And it was certainly wartime. This was his chance, his only opportunity to act. Every president we have ever had pushes the limits of constitutionality, and Lincoln was attempting to do just that. Sometimes pushing the limits of constitutionality is on the right side of history. Lincoln was not one to sit idly by in the face of adversity. In July of that year, he took decisive action by signing into law the Second Confiscation Act. The groundbreaking legislation struck at the very heart of the institution of slavery, authorizing the seizure of property, including slaves, from Confederate sympathizers. Furthermore, it declared that any enslaved person who escaped to Union lines would be considered forever free, a profound declaration of emancipation that sent shockwaves through the nation. With the stroke of a pen, Lincoln demonstrated his unwavering commitment to both preserving the Union and advancing the cause of freedom. He understood that the Union's fight was not just about winning battles on the field, but about upholding the principles of liberty and equality enshrined in the nation's founding documents. The Second Confiscation Act was not merely a legal maneuver. It was a strategic tool in the fight to win the Civil War. By depriving the Confederacy of both property and labor, Lincoln sought to weaken the economic backbone of the rebellion. By offering freedom to enslaved individuals who fled the Union lines, he struck a blow to the foundation of the Southern war effort. As far as the military was concerned, Lincoln's patience had begun to run out with his top general, McClellan. McClellan's slow and failed advance towards Richmond, the Confederate capital, was enough, and Lincoln's cabinet begged him to keep McClellan sidelined due to frustrations with his cautious approach to military operations and his failure to achieve decisive victories against Confederate forces. McClellan's reluctance to engage the enemy aggressively and his penchant for overestimating Confederate troop strength led to prolonged delays and missed opportunities on the battlefield. The lack of progress fueled dissatisfaction amongst members of Lincoln's cabinet, who believed that more dynamic leadership was needed going forward. Abraham Lincoln was reluctant to remove McClellan from command because, despite his shortcomings, McClellan remained a popular figure among Union troops and the public, and his removal could have negative repercussions for morale and public opinion. Lincoln also recognized McClellan's organizational skills and strategic acumen, and he hoped that with proper guidance and support, McClellan could overcome his hesitancy and lead Union forces to victory. Lincoln faced political considerations in his decision-making regarding McClellan. The general had strong supporters, and removing him from command could have alienated important political allies and exacerbated divisions within the Union war effort. Lincoln had to grapple with the decision of whether or not to change a horse in midstream.